Remarks of the President upon arrival of President Touré of Guinea. From Matt's Terminal, Washington National Airport, October 10th, 1962.
Mr. President, I am glad to have the opportunity to welcome you here to the United States. As President, I recall our meeting some years ago in California, and I'm delighted to have this chance to meet with you on this occasion, as I regard the happy relations between the United States and your country as of vital importance to America, and I hope of significance to the people of Guinea. We are aware very well of the great role you played in the fight for independence for your country, and also in many ways the more difficult and more significant role that you played in maintaining its independence and building a better life for its people, and also the extraordinary effort you've made to provide for closer ties between all the people of Africa, particularly those bordering on the western side of Africa. This is a very difficult time for us all, both in Africa and in the Western Hemisphere, and many grave and serious problems press upon us. It is the responsibility of both of our countries, responsibility of those who occupy positions of leadership to attempt to guide our countries through this period, to maintain the peace, to maintain their vital interests, to maintain their security, and provide in this environment a more prosperous and fruitful life for our individual citizens. So, Mr. President, we recognize your commitment to this cause and to the life of your people, so that we're very proud to have you here. And I hope that you realize that when you come to the United States on this occasion, you come to visit friends.